The Sydney to Hobart is shaping up to be a tight race. Perpetual Loyal has taken the lead overnight, but line honours and the overall win remain up for grabs still. And there's concern for the boats in the back of the race, with wild weather forecast for the Bass Strait tomorrow morning. Joining us now to discuss the race is Commodore Howard Piggott from the Cruising Yacht Club of Australia. He's also the chairman of the Sydney to Hobart Planning Committee for this year. Welcome, Commodore.
Good morning, Cathy.
Now, early weather conditions, of course, have favoured the Maxis.
Yes, but it went very soft last night and they had some thunderstorms out there, so they had to go out the east, that is from the Rum Line, that's about the shortest distance between Sydney Heads and the Tasman Light. They've gone east of that, and there's been a change in the lead, and the seven top boats, well, seven big boats, are all within 30 miles of each other, so looking forward to difficult conditions, or in fact, not looking forward to it. They have difficult conditions of light breezes in Bass Strait and changing breezes, changing direction. So it's going to be a very tactical race, and we could see yet another change in the lead.
So this is a race that really is an important one for the navigators, isn't it?
It's becoming a navigator's race now, and the tacticians and getting the best angle and the best breeze. This race is throwing everything at them.
Howard, we've had two early retirements so far. Are you expecting many more with this weather?
Well, we haven't seen the front come. The front will come, I think, Saturday evening, and that's forecast to come through with a bit of pressure. That could cause some retirements. We'll have to wait and see. The boats are competent in these heavy conditions. They can reef, reduce their sail areas, they reduce their mains, reduce their jib, and set a course which is appropriate for their boat. And we'll just see how they fare, but they're well prepared, these boats. They're racing a Category 1 race where they have to comply with all the safety requirements, and all their boats are in good condition and have been checked thoroughly before they race.
So just how dangerous will the conditions be for the smaller boats as the race continues?
Well, I don't think it'll be dangerous. They'll just have to exercise good care and good seamanship in the heavier breeze. The conditions are manageable. When the front comes through, the front will be quite firm, and then it should settle into heavy conditions, which they should be able to adjust to.
So does this mean that the smaller boats are no longer a chance for the overall handicap win?
Well, we'll have to see how it plays out. With the breezes soft today, and this gives an opportunity for smaller boats to catch up at this point. Depends where the Maxis are when the front comes through. I think they'll be well through Bass Strait. So you'd have to say the smaller boats would be struggling to get an overall win, but the medium-sized boats may well be there. Boats like Bojess and Ichiban may, depending how they handle these conditions, be in the hunt for the Tassel Strait for the overall win.
So when would you expect to see the first boats crossing the line?
I would think Saturday evening, but at this stage we won't know. If you ask me that question when they're at the Iron Pot, I could answer you.
A bit too early.
Well, look, there's going to be the breeze is changing and in different conditions. When they travel down the east coast of Tasmania and in the lee of Tasmania, and, you know, they could be going fast or they could be caught in a lull. We don't know. This is one of the fascinations of ocean racing. It's not over until you get to the finishing line.
Oh, as we all know. And this does seem to have a bit more of a lack of predictability, or there's a sort of a predictability issue here more than other races in the past.
Absolutely. You know, week out we had a different forecast and we're all thinking in other ways. It's changing. But it's the weather actually there and the experience. Now, they experienced lighter conditions. They knew it would be difficult. They experienced lighter conditions last night. They expect thunderstorms came and drew the wind away from the course a little bit. And going to Bass Strait's very quiet at the moment. That's going to cause them, as we discussed, a lot of tactical decisions to keep their boats moving and setting south as best they can.
So who are you tipping to win?
I'll give you that answer at the Iron Pot. It's wide open. The top seven boats you'll see on the track are within 30 nautical miles at this early stage. They've still got about 450 miles to go. So it's anybody's race in that top three for line honours. Wild Oats, of course, is defending its records. And, of course, Perpetual Loyal is there. But your Queensland boat, Blackjack, is doing very well at the moment. She's up there.
So it's anybody's for the taking at this point. Howard Piggott, thanks for talking to us.
Pleasure.
Howard Piggott, the chairman of the Sydney to Hobart Planning Committee for this year and Commodore of the Cruising Yacht Club of Australia.